Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of this imperial majesty? Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call.
Auxiliary, a.k.a. Sadie Sunday, your host, this is Sadie Gomez. Let's give a nice hand and welcome into the studio.
want to thank you so very much to my wonderful and warm and kind host, co-host Dr. Ron Robinson. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, for the Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live and live on this Sunday evening. So many hats to fill, so many things to do. I'm not going to disappoint because I'm doing my homework as we go along, knowing my studio audience as well is a very intelligent studio audience, and we do not fool anybody on this side of town. What we do, and for those who are listening, you know what we do on Sundays. We take it out from under the rug. First of all, we deal with the truth. What is all truth? You bring it here. We examine it. We take it from under the rug, and we put it back. Because some things are just meant to see exactly where it is. But my audience, you know what we do. We share. We share things on Sundays as a family would share. We would like to know what is going on. The 6 o'clock news would not bring it. So Sadie, Sundays bring it, and you bring it too, because we share. We share information. It's a crucial time right now, and we really want to know what is going on. Nobody is going to tell us what's going on, especially the truth of what is going on. Because for the last 2 weeks or so, so many things have happened, including an earthquake, a bridge collapse, we had an eclipse. What we have not heard or anything structured as far as to what we are going to do, check what the news has given us. We are bombarded with P. Diddy's horror story. I never heard so much horror and so much sexual gratification of Hollywood and the excitement of hip-hop. For the last 2 weeks, everything is about who was having a freak-off here and there, not to mention the size and inches and descriptions. That's all that's going on. So when these things are going on, we know very well something more sinister is happening at the bottom or the top of all of this. So it's meant for distraction. We have passed that stage. For the ones who listen on the show, you know we passed that stage. We are saying, okay, it's a P. Diddy story. Somewhere, somehow, P. Diddy was going on with that behavior for a very long time, whatever behavior it is. I have not been to his parties. I don't party like that. You know, I'm a child of the Almighty. We party in a different kind of way, you know. That's not my kind of buzz. So we are seeing so many celebrities, well-known persons, important, you know, quote-unquote persons, because, you know, you're not important unless, you know, in the eyes of the Almighty. Otherwise, you are nothing for me. So I don't count these crops of the earth as important. But we know what we're talking about. We're talking about the movers and shakers of this world. For a long time, they were going to the parties. They were having fun. And most of them, perhaps, indulge in some of the behaviors and fantasies, which were mostly sexual fantasies, of what was going on over there. And that was probably going on for a long time. But since Mr. P. Diddy did not play the hand that they gave him, and he overstepped his grounds, here come Homeland Security and everybody burst into his house without warning. But I cannot say without warning, because think about it really, just for the distraction's sake. How is P. Diddy's whole house being raided by the undercover and the Homeland Security and everybody? But the news reporters are there to take the report. So who told them that a bus was going to go down? How did they know? So we see the game. We see the stages of the game. And we see what is going on. So all of that we have already discussed, but I don't want to even take too much energy upon that situation, seeing that we know it's a distraction. A mention of it to let you know of the distractions and the way the game is played. What is really going on? What is really going on? A bridge went down, and we're not sure if it was a cyber attack on the bridge Oh, we've not seen that happen. But a bridge went down with little or no explanation as to what really happened. Not much people is talking, and soon that will be swept under the rug. That's why we speak of things that are being swept under the rug. Things are being swept under the rug simply because no one is going to address the matter. Oh, it's too delicate. It will cause too much trouble. I don't think I could even talk about it. So this is how the news is going these days. People are afraid to talk the truth about the news, because the truth is going to put them in some kind of trouble. They no longer will be popular among their peers, and they're handing us a whole set of hogwash. But not on Sundays, not over on the side, because my wonderful studio audience, who are very brilliant, and you can't shortchange them. They're going to tell you the truth. We have our studio filling up, but we want to talk about some things else as well. Some things are happening in Iran and Israel. Before we know it, I thought there was a war going on in Ukraine and Russia or so, perhaps. Or maybe I'm just not too hip with the times. But Israel and Iran is having something going down. And so I'm just letting you know, tomorrow being Passover, and of course, you know, we got to pray as good Hebrew children and anoint our doors, as you all know the wisdom of the show, because it's going to go down for some reason, and it's kind of heading like a WW3. I'm kind of antsy around here, so I know we're all stuck up with our water and our everything, but something is going down. We cannot stop it. It's just how things are happening. If that's the way it is, it's the way things are going down. What can we do? All we could do is prepare, keep our eyes open, and be prepared for whatever it is to happen, because the very thing, we are unable to stop it at this time, well, or forever time, because such things are written. We are experiencing the end times. There is end time prophecies that we have heard for la, 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 but for a real and for truth, there is the end times that are upon us. We are faced with very crucial events that will take place. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. As I often said, I don't want to be the prophet of doom and gloom, but how could I not help but tell you all that Manhattan is going to have a problem very soon? Buildings are going to fall in Manhattan. It's going to be a lot of rain at some point. So please look out for the month of May. And there's nothing we can do about it. Natural or man-made disaster, I cannot tell, but we ought to be aware that we have heard it and we know it's going to happen. And I'm just letting you know as it goes down. But be aware, be vigilant, be prepared. It's not going to get any better before it gets worse. We are heading into very disastrous times. For all the time we've spoken about, and we knew that a seriousness is coming concerning the war. Drip, drip, Vlad is not playing. He's just going easy, one by one. But can't you see our strategies are being used? It's almost like the boy in the park who run up to you and hit you with one cuff in the back. You swing around, you know it's on. So something is going to happen. It's not pleasant. It's quite disastrous. And the players are just lining up in place. We are just sitting there, helpless. We hope nothing falls upon us because we don't really deserve it, but it is that time. It is a time where we should stay in prayer, and for all that is worth, we hold fast to that which is good, that which is righteous. For in such a time where fear step in, all we can do is seek ye first the kingdom of God, or as you call him, or a higher, and his righteousness, and all else shall be added. For we would be entering a time and a situation of fear, simply because the atmosphere has changed, whether we like it or not. That is what is happening. And for those of us who are so unspiritually inclined and could observe and are talking with our friends, there is a difference. We know there's a difference. As I said, not able to change, but let us be aware as we would say, you know, playfully, I would say, the matrix is changing. But in fact, we do live in that sort of environment. But just to know and to note, the atmosphere above us has changed. After the eclipse, we have entered into a new dispensation, a new dimension, almost right after, almost on from the ninth. Understand what is going on. It is not a time to play. It is not a time to think that we have a lot of time in the world, because we don't. But it's a time for preparedness, especially if for those who are lucky and can get out of the city before such time and can take it easy, we are seeing such a time. And for those of us at the Ethiopian World Federation, and we are knowing that such a time would come where we want to really promote the motherland. We see the importance of Africa. We see the importance of gaining land there. We see the importance of having an option of a place to go in case this thing start heading south. Is that a case of when or how? Because such a thing has been written, it is prophecy. And you know the Almighty already said, my words will not go out and return void. So we know we have a Father and a Heavenly Father that cannot lie, would not lie, and if he says so, it is, so it shall be. Because his very heart is grieved with this very New York, especially New York. New York is very high in the spiritual realm right now for destruction. It is a case of let us just accept and bless and see what's going on. Let us also know and understand that it is so written that 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but none shall come nigh thee. For in him we shall trust, knowing that it shall be well with our souls as disaster goes by. For such a time has come, and what can we do but hold fast to the things that is right? For we know that even the very children, if he have to cocoon us, as he have done in the ancient days, so it shall be. For my faith has lied with him. So I know whatever the situation be, or whatever time it is, whatever shall befall, it shall be well with my soul. And let it be for everyone that listen on here to know, in such a crucial time, when we know nothing we can do, for we have heard and we have understand to observe that the time will come, for it is written in the book of Ephesians of such a time when we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The rulers of this darkness of this world being soon that body that is buried there, buried below France and Sweden. For those who don't know, we are just know, you can Google it. CERN is nothing hidden, but it's quite sinister, this body. So we are seeing the time. The time has come even where we discussed even the last time. For you know, this is like story time, we follow through. Where soon have even admitted to opening portals. Portals by which some physicists are quite frightened at the very thought of these portals being open. So such a time we have entered. So we see so many things are happening, so many things are happening with us, and we would like for our studio audience to chime in as to what's happening with you all. So we're going to open the mics for those who are here to let us know what's going on with you, what's happening. As soon as you know, we know it. It's election year. We have the Trump sitting in office. He also has a time and a role to play because we have that trumpet to song. They're occupying his time as well as in the courthouse, whereby he doesn't even have the time to campaign. So, Dr. Robinson, what we're going to do, we're going to open up the mics for some people so they can join the conversation. I know I'm saying
okay,
we have someone who want to talk about water as well. We'll give him a little while, but we open the mics up the others. Let's.
Okay, 347-607. Your mic is open. 347-607.
Your mic is open.
Unmute yourself. 832-406, your mic is open.
832-406, welcome to the show.
No, I don't want to speak. How do I mute? I'm just listening.
No problem.
To,
we wait for you.
Okay. How do I mute? Star 6?
No, that's all right. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's open the mic. 347-907.
Greetings and blessings from the Most High. To each and everyone.
Second voice. You know you're ardent listener of the show. Welcome.
Yes. Well, listen. I will always repeat His Majesty's speech. Until the philosophy that holds one race superior and another inferior, it's devastation and war. What is happening now? It's prophecy again, right? And mankind must seek salvation, right, for their sin-sick, wicked soul. This is what is happening right now. The Almighty is about to step in and take over, because it's total chaos and disorder right now. Mankind is doing too much. They build prisons, they build institutions for people. When people break their law, they have been breaking the Almighty laws all these years and dealing a lot of cruelty to humanity. So they got to pay. This is the pay time. The Almighty is stepping in right now, and they can't do nothing about it. They got to come and show themselves right now. They can't hide no more. The destruction of man is destroying the world right now, right? The latter days is upon us right now. Man's heart is so desperately wicked, wicked. Its foundation is in the holy mountain. You said about man, we got to leave these Babylonian places. Right now, sisters and brothers, every fig has to find their own tree. And I hope they understand what I'm saying, you know. There will not be a stone leave on a stone when the Almighty finish with this. Not a stone. We speak of new Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth. Ain't no new earth, no new nothing. It's going to be the destruction of the evil ones. They're going to be wiped out of the earth. They are killing themselves with their own devices. Right now, as you speak, Empress, it's just the truth you're speaking. Because this nuke is about to bust. Ain't no joke about it. Bob Marley speak about it. Say, atomic energy can't stop the time. They can't stop prophecy. They can't stop history. Our sentence as the black people. We sold out the Almighty. And our sentence is up right now. You know, say black people can't unite. They are wrong. The Almighty says, before one of His word don't come to, heaven and earth move. And heaven and earth didn't sin. So mankind has to pay for their sins right now. And this is the time. This is the beginning of sorrow for them. And they know that they are creating this havoc and chaos and disorder with their man-made corruption laws. And they are going to pay for it right now. Woe be unto them who say they are Jews and are not. Woe be unto them who say they are Christian and are not. Woe be unto the false and fables of this earth. Their judgment is swiftly approaching right now. Come out of her, my people. We need to get out of Babylon, because the judgment is at hand, and it's not a joke. Right now, we the black people, we are the children, royal children of the Most High, and we sell out the Almighty, and we pay our sentence. Our sentence is up now, and the Almighty cooperating us back in our rightly place, which is Africa. Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. So now we are entering the judgment time. Judgment and justice is the habitation of my Father's throne. My Father says His foundation is in Mount Zion. Shall love at the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of Jasila. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, the Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. This is just reality. I won't take up any more time because there are a lot of callers and waiting to give their view also. This is just a fact and reality. One love, blessed love.
One last second advice. I wanna just add to what you said, that this and that man was born in her.
Yes, and the eyes himself will establish her.
Selah. So it is good because we know we do the scripture Sundays with no apologies.
Yes.
We call upon his name. Therefore,
we created that
type of conversation because only with him and through him we are here and we are alive. So it's a pleasure to see and we are alive, what I would say, to hear each other's voices, you know, glory and praise to the Almighty's name, for yet it is another Sunday where we could sit and sup with the Almighty and even with each other, knowing that we are in our right frame of mind as we wait, we watch into such a time. So here we are, a wonderful Sunday again. Dr. Robinson, are we having some of our favorite people showing up on us?
Okay.
Let me know.
991, your mic is open. 646-991.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Bless the love.
This is Amandine from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much for those beautiful words of wisdom and blessings, and I'm looking forward to the next part of the presentation. But thanks so much for everything so far. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We love when you show up. We love to have you. You know, it's a family day, and you just keep on listening and to all the words of wisdom. And join him whenever you feel free. Okay, Dr. Robinson, let's see what's happening with 347.
912-667.
Okay.
Hello. 912-667. Open your mic.
Okay, let's go to 912-655. Let's see what's happening with
okay.
that call.
I do want to say very quickly, my ex and my son got the water, and they had fantastic experience. I just want to say that.
Okay, and he always join back in as well to give us a lengthier version because we are interested. So let's open the mic of 912-655 and see what he has to tell us for this evening. Welcome to the show.
I'm here. Did you guys hear me just fine?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to everybody in Radio Land. I tell you, I'm so excited. I've been trying to calm down for hours, and it's kind of hard because you know you got a winner. You know, I like to say, just tell people a little bit about myself. Okay, I've been in the industry of helping people, relationship marketing, whatever you want to call it, for close to 50 years. And I have never seen anything as powerful as this water. You know, I'm receiving all kinds of testimonies about discomfort going away, pressure problems and blood sugar problems being normalized. I mean, people who have 200, 300, and 400 percent sugars are down to almost the norm, which is around 120. I've never seen anything. And it's water. The only good things about this water than most waters in the store is that it's ultra pure. It's 99.99% pure. It's got a little sweetener and some. You can get the other ones for just regular water, but just a little lemon sweetener in it, but I have never seen anything this powerful. And, you know, I remember when they was bottling water back in the 70s, and people thought that was a crazy idea, even myself. But you know what? The people who got involved in that industry of bottled water made tens of millions. Some made billions of dollars, and yet people smirked at them. And I only said that to say this. If you think this water, so many people, everybody that drinks this water is having some kind of effect on the immediate, even they're giving energy or they're sleeping better or, I mean, oh, wow. I can't name, everybody's body is different, okay? But I got to tell you who this person is that invented this device. Guys, if you are familiar with 5-hour energy, you can find it all over the world, mostly in truck stops, convenience stores. I've even seen it in Walmart, okay? It's everywhere. Well, that guy has made billions of dollars by itself on 5-hour energy. I've never had one in my life because I don't like those type of energy drinks, but he has made billions of dollars with that product alone. So this is no fly-by-night person. This ain't some company you got to say, hey, I got to get to see what they – no. We already see one of the products in 5-hour energy all over the world. So when I tell you that this particular individual owns the company that owns this true hydration water, make no mistake about it, guys, he ain't no fly-by-night guy. And so you can pretty much say either I want to or you don't make. Remember, guys, the decisions that you make today can either make you or break you. And why did I say that? Because, you know, guys, I've missed a whole lot of opportunities that I should not have missed if I was paying attention or I chose to seize the moment. One of those industries was that of Microsoft. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, they went broke coming out with their stuff. Okay, they went broke 4 times. But the day Bill Gates went public, the very next day, the very next morning, there were 2,200 millionaires that was made because they made the decision to get involved. How much more so with the times being the way it is now, with the economy being the way it is now, with the advent of AI technology, people are scrambling looking for their way in life because they don't know how they're going to make it because you can't compete with a robot. I'm just going to be frank with you. You cannot compete with a robot because a robot ain't going to give Pee-wee or Ray J something out the back door. They're not going to do that. And they're not going to come to work with an attitude either. And they don't have to pick up the baby. They don't have to go to lunch. They don't have to be off for the weekend. They just don't have to do, they don't got to go to the bathroom. So if you tell me you can compete with a robot, I know you're wrong because a robot can make 1 billion phone calls at one time. The most we can do is maybe one or two, maybe get somebody on the ad part of the phone where you can add another person in. But 1 billion phone calls, can you compete with that? Forcing these businesses all over the world to get AI or go out of business because the next door neighbor, the next door restaurant, or down the street, their competitors is going to have this type of technology. So this gentleman here, he is also the guy that created the technology that you can pedal in your house in place and power up your house for a whole day. Believe you me, he's going to be coming out with that very soon, and he's going to solve that problem too. Not only has he solved the water problem, because that water is made out of ocean water or brackish water. That machine turns it into fresh drinking water. Remember now, this is the same guy that made billions of dollars on 5-hour energy. He is not even from here. He came from a monastery. Yes, he used to be a monk. And he came over in this country and made billions of dollars. And now he got this water, this device that can turn seawater, ocean water into fresh drinking water. Guys, that ain't no joke because you know why? Even though that has been done before, it has never been done to the point where you can afford it. Economical. And not only do they do that, and he purchased all that property in Michigan where this plant is, but guys, let me tell you something. He is going to blow the world. You know, I'm hearing all these testimonies of headaches going away, Discomfort. You know what I mean by that? Discomfort. You've been hurting for, oh, you can't sleep because you hurt so bad. Guess what? They're saying that all that is connected to a lack of hydration. Now, let me tell you this here. You're going in the store and you're buying your favorite water. You're buying a device that even though it might microcluster the water, guys, it is not getting into the cells like it should. This one is. This one is so powerful, it's considered hospital grade. Okay? So if they were to flush you in the emergency room or if they was to use an IV, they would use ultra pure water. But guess what they found out, guys, by mistake? That ultra pure water is made by this device as well. And ultra pure water absorbs everything. So they say, if I put some amino acids, if I put some electrolytes and some minerals, would it go into the cell? Well, most waters in stores don't go into the cell. So even though you think you're drinking good water, you're not. If it's bottled water, you're only getting plastic pieces from BPHs. And I forgot there's another term, guys, that it gets into your body, wreaks havoc. And I hope any of you guys ain't drinking municipal water because they got all the medicines they ever made in it. They can't get it out. So maybe that's what's making people sick. They're drinking some water for people who got cancer. They're drinking water for people who got AIDS. They're drinking water for people who got all types of diseases. They can't get it out. You taking it, it's going to have an effect. What if you don't have those things? You know, what are those medicines, those synthetic medicines doing to you? So, guys, this is a big deal. If you've ever missed Microsoft, you ever missed Yahoo and all those companies, Food Lion, Amazon, all these companies, and you kept swearing that you would never miss an opportunity. Guys, you better grab on to this one because this is going worldwide. And those who got in at the very beginning, it's going to explode and take care of their families. So you're looking, and we're not talking about something you don't know about. We know about water. It ain't what you drink, guys. That myth of drinking 8 to 10 glasses a day is only a myth. You know, it's good if you're drinking that, if you ain't got nothing else to drink. But, guys, when you're drinking the right stuff, you don't need that much water. Maybe a can or two. That's right. Our stuff comes in cans with a liner, completely safe. The water already is safe, but we went steps further. And let me tell you, I'm hearing reports that it tastes great. Okay, it's got a little flavoring in some. It's got a little sweetener. Some of the water don't have no sweetener at all, just the lemon flavor. Tastes great. Everybody's saying this taste is great. They got one for beauty. It's got a little collagen in it, guys. They got cellular drink hydration for athletes. So this is the kind of water you want your children drinking. Getting hydrated because guess what? 99.9% of the diseases out there in the field come from not drinking, getting enough hydration. I hope you guys heard me really, really good. Not having proper hydration, they call that extracellular hydration. You know what extracellular does? It gets around the cells. It don't go in the cells. Guys, we got intracellular hydration products that taste great that will surely make you through a 360 and come back. And if you're health conscious at all, this is the kind of water you want to be drinking. Oh, my goodness, guys. You know, I looked into my back office today, and I saw commissions. They just opened the doors on Saturday. I saw commissions. Guys, they pay every week if you want to get involved on that side of the equation. You remember when I talked about it taking care of your family? What about your friends, the ones you like, huh? What about your neighborhood? What about your favorite organization, guys? You'll be able to give, because water ain't going nowhere, guys. That is the most important thing on the planet is water. Well, air is too. But water, you can't live but a few days without water. Your body starts shutting down. Remember, guys, we got the right type of water. So all those waters you was drinking and spending $3 and $4 for and going, it's not absorbing into the cells. This is. And, guys, when you talk about that, you're talking about a big deal. A big deal is not only going to flip the United States open, but it's going to flip every part of the world on its side because we got what people need. And we ain't even talked about the electricity yet, guys, because we didn't solve that problem, too. You pedal this bicycle in place for an hour, it will power up your whole house for 24 hours. Guys, they talked about it, but they hadn't come out with that. I'm talking about the water first. Imagine those together. And they got some other technologies that we're going to be privy to in the very near future that's going to blow the world away. How would you like to be part of a company that has been around, got a sister company that's been around for years? As a matter of fact, you can go to the convenience store and buy some 5-hour energy now. So, guys, you know what? I'm not talking nothing you can't relate to. And, guys, they're giving free samples away. All you got to do is request a free sample. You can talk to Brother Ron Robinson about that. He will tell you how to get your free sample, a whole case, guys. It'll be shipped out to your front door by FedEx. And, guys, all you got to do is not pay the $9 shipping. But I tell you what, guys, for people who like to drink all these other drinks, guys, they're going to think twice once they drink this one. Because people are seeing immediate results. I didn't say 6 weeks. I said immediate results. Bringing down sugar issues, pressure issues, discomfort is going away. They're sleeping better. They're full of energy. Oh, my God, what else can I tell you about? So, guys, those who take advantage of it, remember, what would your lifestyle be like today if you had been a early investor in Microsoft? It didn't have to be that much money, guys. If you would have put a couple hundred dollars in Microsoft back in the 70s for you guys who were living back then, you would probably be on this phone call. So now I'm telling you about the next Microsoft of water, the right type of water. I didn't say it. The doctors are saying it. The FDA is saying it. I'm not saying it, guys. I just know the documentation beats conversation, so we can talk about it. But, guys, talking about it all day ain't going to allow us to be about it unless we can prove it on paper. And that's what we have. Guys, understand, I'm so excited. I can't sit down good because I know the windfall, the cash cow that has been created by the same guy who created 5-Hour Energy. And like I said, we haven't got to the electricity piece where people would like to get the little exercise and pedal that bicycle in place for an hour and power up their house, and they ain't got no more power bill. Because, see, you can plug things right into the bike itself. So, guys, I'm so excited. I'm open for questions. If Brother Ron can give his information out, that would be appreciated, but there's a financial piece. Whether you decide to partner with us or be a consumer, guys, that's on you, but we got the whole deal. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on this show, Sister Sadie, and tell people about this amazing product.
You're most kindly welcome. And Dr. Ronnie said you did receive the product, so you can talk a little bit about the product.
My son and my ex-wife, they received it, and my son had a problem with gout, and I'm talking about 2 days now. He hasn't used it for but 2 days, and he's feeling much better. She had a problem with kidney, and she's feeling much better. And, you know, they said you feel more energetic, you feel more calm, you feel more relaxed, your body feel more in tune, and just 2 days. Just 2 days, so you know I'll keep you guys abreast of what's happening as we go into a week or a month or something like that, and see what happens at that point. But I know that they had other people who have been using it for a while and they had good results, as well.
Yeah, and, I mean they had great results Dr. Robinson. They had great results. Anytime you have migraines all the time and you take a couple of sips of the water, within 2 minutes that migraine is gone. Your knees. The same person had knees so bad that every 10 to 15 minutes they got to go sit down somewhere because they couldn't stand to stand up. Well, guess what went away within 5 minutes of drinking the water? They had knee problems that they couldn't even feel anymore. That's incredible. I mean, I hope my brothers and sisters from all over the place, anybody, pay attention to what we're saying here tonight, because this won't look the same. I mean, it's exploding all over the U.S. like mad. And so what's going to happen if you're involved and then the water is in the Caribbean islands and then in Europe and then in Canada and then in Africa and then in the Middle East? What are you going to do when you got that kind of a cash cow that's raining in to your bank account because you decided to share this with other folks? Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited.
I want to say that. I want to say that I have arthritis in my knees, and I look forward to having water, getting it. And I've heard that others had, you know, similar situations, and they have, you know, it's been. I'm not saying healed, but subdued or less pain. And so I'm interested in getting it, and some of my situations getting cleared up, and being a testimony myself. But so far, everybody that's gotten it, there was this fantastic response. You know, 347-607.
I don't think when you go in the store, there's a little bottle.
347-607, your mic is open.
That's the people who did it there.
347-607.
With some of the water. You know, cold country.
Hello? 347, your mic is open.
Brother Norm, be rolling.
He's not ready to talk yet.
Let's open the mic up. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Anyone interested in the water, you can reach me at 518-866-7605.
Electrical. There, too. So that product is on the making. It'll be coming out soon. Same company.
Yeah.
They got the bicycle coming that you can plug your electrical outlets into.
But what we see happening is we have someone with us talking about water, and we know how water and the very benefits of the water. We're asking for the other callers who want to join us. Your mics are open.
Everybody, all mics are open right now. 347-499, your mic is open as well. 32406, your mic is open as well.
Yes, this is Elroy from Houston. Brother Norman, and how do you get involved in the selling side of promoting the product?
After this show, okay.
Did
you hear me? Could you hear me? I will be getting with you, sir, right after we get off the radio.
Okay.
Okay. I would like for you guys to understand that we're almost pleading with people who are looking for ways to extra income, guys. What can be more powerful than having the right water? Remember now, the earth is 3/4 water. Guys, our bodies are the same. We're 3/4 water. And you know what doctors and hospitals are saying right now? That heart disease, that's one of the major killers in the world. The problem with heart disease is a lack of hydration. Can you believe that? They're now saying in big order that all these diseases are caused because we are not getting intracellular water. And you around here drinking Gatorade and Powerade and all those things, not getting into the cells. And, guys, they use sugar and salt to affect those things to get into the cells, and they're taking all the bad stuff in your cells. Guys, this is absolutely tastes great. It's lemon-flavored. It can be brought to your front door by FedEx for $9 and some change so you can sample that water. So I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Robinson, who's doing an amazing job as well.
I want to say very quickly, because it's very important. I know everybody know that all these young actors and athletes have been dying, having heart attacks on football fields, basketball courts. Bronny James, LeBron James' son, had a heart attack, young man, and LeBron James spends $1 million a year on health care, on good nutrition, on his health and his wife's health and his kids' health. He's the only basketball player in history that got a son getting ready to go into pro ball and a younger son getting recruited into professional basketball. He has himself and his two sons. LeBron James is about 48 years old, and he's playing against kids that he played against their father. He's in excellent condition, and a Nigerian doctor whose nephew died, who's an actor, he died last week. I think he was 30 years old or 29 or something like that. And this doctor has reported, this is all in the internet, reported that the reason for all these illnesses is because of bad dehydration. Dehydration. And so this water can be a tremendous thing to help you. It's free to get it or try it. I just see an emergency situation and wanting everybody to go out and get the water. You know, go get it, try it, it's free. I don't understand the problem, but, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, if anybody want to contact me, it's 518-866-7605, 518-866-7605, 518-866-7605.
And Dr. Robinson, I would like to say one more thing if I can. You guys remember when I was saying that 99.9% of all diseases are a direct result to hydration? Well, I want to ask each one of you guys out there in radio land, would you drive your car down the street knowing it's got no oil in it? And so putting the right oil or putting oil in your car is the same as putting the right type of hydration into your body. As you heard what Dr. Robinson said about LeBron James' son. Guys, let me tell you something. He probably was getting good nutrition, but he was not getting the right type of water. Water is a big deal, and it ain't how much you drink, guys. That's a myth. It's how much your body absorbs and keeps. So I want you to think about that statement. It ain't how much you drink. Oh, I drink plenty of water. Yeah, but is it getting into your cells? If it's not getting into your cells, it's not taking out the toxins, and it's definitely not hydrating your body. Okay, I'm done, guys. I'm excited. I'm ready to help. Whatever I can do, fundraiser-wise, whatever organization, we all need water. And that's something we can say that we don't drink. You cannot get up and tell me, oh, I don't drink water. You know what? I knew somebody that didn't drink a lot of water just to make a statement. You know what happened to him, right? He died. Because water is a cleanser. You need it to clean your cells out. But it needs to get in your cells to clean your cells out in the first place. So, guys, we are here. This will not look the same. In 30 days, we'll have so many people, so many testimonies, because folks are now, you just heard one of the folks are now beginning to, on this side of the equation, getting their water. And guys, I have never in my life, in 50 years in this industry, has felt so great about what I'm doing, helping people, because it's helping people with their health in a big way. And I'm full of energy. I'm just ready to answer any kind of question we may have out there.
And it's going next week to the Caribbean and Canada. So get ready, people. When it hits those extra countries, and then after that it's going to Africa and then Europe, and then once that happens, people, it's going to be off the chain. It might be more expensive to get in. It might be more difficult getting free water. It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going to change. And so I'm just saying to y'all, it's time to get in right now. Water is essential. You can Google dehydration, physical complications with being dehydrated and not properly hydrated. Google it. And the doctor from Nigeria has his article throughout the internet, and he's saying improper hydration is causing all of these young people are dying, kidney diseases, all these actors and these models and these people in good condition. They're having so much sicknesses, and all these people dying, and I was surprised what happened, but I'm surprised that that's what it is, and God brought this to us, and now we have an opportunity. So thank you so much. God bless everyone. And once again, 518-866-7605 if you want to reach out to me and get involved. Thank you so much. Okay, we have 347-499. Your mic is open.
Your mic is open. Welcome to the show.
Okay, 602-562, your mic is open.
Mic check, can you hear me? Am I live?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Pastor Don Jen, CEO. Oh, man, I'm having a great time. I've been listening to all the people that's calling in. I want to call support you, Sadie, and the rest of the Neo Nation, because it's that time. It's time to get paid. So let's get to work. What's going on, Dr. Ron Robinson?
Dr. Robinson, are you there? You're having a conversation with Don Johnson.
Pastor Don, Junior CEO.
Pastor Don, Junior CEO. I always mess up your name, Pastor. I'm so sorry. Dr. Robinson? Well, we do have at this hour and heading to the top of the hour. Of course, this is your regular Sunday program. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated coming to you live and alive from the Gallery of Michael 26. We are on board with us. We have someone discussing the benefits of having healthy water, treating the body well, whereby this water has been known to help in various situations. We have the mic of some people open in the background, so we want to, anyone wish to join our conversation, you can do so. 602-563, your mic is open. You're here with us, we know that. 347-499, your mic is open. Would you like to join?
Oh, well, thank you so much. I have been listening to the water. You know, I was doing several things at the same time. I think it's a very informative topic with the water, because water is essential for every one of us. I was listening to a doctor some time ago talking about how it's important that water is not getting into our cells. So I heard Dr. Robinson talk about that, get the water at the cellular level. We could say we drink six glasses of water a day, 8 glasses of water a day, but if the water is not getting into the cells, it's useless. So I think it's a very good informative program you are bringing out here, because what I normally do here, I always add a little Celtic salt to my water, to some electrolytes to my water. So I'm listening attentively to what you guys are saying, and I'm very interested in that water discussion as well.
Okay, but let me just say one more thing, guys. I'm getting reports of you know how diabetics mostly get up through the night several times during the night to use the restroom. That is a clear sign that the water is not getting into the cells, and they call that extracellular hydration. Guys, people are drinking this water, and some of them are not even getting up at all during the night. Isn't that a blessing, guys? So it ain't the water, it's the right type of water, the intracellular water that we have, that's going to make this thing explode. We got a comp plan that pays unlimited with with seven levels deep, guys, you can put in thousands of people. You can do park shows. You can go into barber shops. You can go into hair salons. You can go to mom and pop stores because that's the only way it's going to be. It's not going to be in big stores, guys. It's going to be in the little stores that you put in. But guess what, guys? When you get this out there, you're talking about a cash cow and a half. Many of you on the call tonight will change your driving and you'll change your zip code because of the decision that you made here with this powerful water. Thank you.
Well, we thank you as well.
Well,
yes, Dr. Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's fantastic. I have not had it myself personally, but my son, I told everybody, was suffering with the gout, and he took it in 2 days. I'm not saying he's 100% secured, but it's amazing to me that I'm a retired psychologist, and I still get the journals from AMA, American Medical Association. And in that association, they started to study the cellular system of the body and the fact that the body's not absorbing the water properly, and there's not proper minerals going into the body from the water, and the water's not having the particular needs of the body, the chemical imbalances and whatnot. Even I sent to my daughter, my grandson is hyperactive, and they want to put him on all this stuff, and, you know, HHD, this deficiency. I don't believe in all that crap, but I believe this water will chemically balance him, and I believe his behavior will be better. I just, from what I'm reading about dehydration, I did not pay a lot of attention to dehydration. It wasn't my field of study, but anybody can Google dehydration. What is the effect of being improperly hydrated? What is the effects of dehydration? He's just a saying. Water is not properly consumed biologically in people's bodies, and it's causing a lot of dehydration. So you're not hydrated. You're dehydrated when you drink the water and the water comes in and go right out. And so what I'm saying is this is amazing to me because I just found this out. You know, this is information that came to me and on a new level. You know, I didn't have any when the water was brought to me and the part of the dehydration and the hydration, I knew and understood it to a certain extent, but now I'm looking at it further because, like I said, a young actor about 2 weeks ago had nothing to do with this water, nothing to do with what this water. He died, 29 years old, an actor from Nigeria. And his uncle is a doctor. And his assessment of his nephew's condition, because nephew was in excellent condition. He had 1 percentile fat on his body. He had a good heart. He was doing exercise every day. He was a young man in his prime and excellent, and he had a heart attack. Y'all can Google that. But come to find out, he was dehydrated. He wasn't properly hydrated because the water he was drinking is not doing its cellular purpose. It's not serving a purpose. So I'm just saying to people, God works in mysterious ways. I did not know all of these concerns were generated from dehydration. I did not know the correlation between being dehydrated or improperly hydrated was caused all these kidney failures and heart disease and obesity and diabetes and cancer and blah, 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 blah. I did not know that. Now, and it was surprising to me, if nobody else paying attention, all of these young people having heart attacks. The actor from Black Panther, that movie, the young guy, the actor, good, nice young kid from my neck of the woods, South Carolina. I forgot his name, but he died. Young man in his prime, you know. He died of kidney disease or something of that nature. Young man in his prime, and you know, people, it's we have to pay attention to these things. The body is telling us something, and it's just amazing to me that God bless us when it came to the fruition, to understanding that this is affecting our physical bodies. And people, you have to Google. It's very simplistic and easy. And all these young people dying, it's something that's rare. And then when you look at, you know, the circumstances behind it, you find out what it is. So I'm just saying to say, prior to water, it don't cost you nothing. It ain't going to hurt you. It tastes great. The sweetened and unsweetened, my son says it tastes fantastic, and you feel different. After you drink it, it's like you feel calmer. Your body feels relaxed. It's a whole bunch of things that I can't explain. But I'm just saying to everybody, for the health purposes and to help your family, and I believe a lot of these children with attention disorder, a lot of these children lightly autistic, a lot of these children having hypertension and hyperactivity beyond their little years, running around like they're crazy and their mother can't control them. I believe this water is going to balance these children out. I believe a lot of chemicals and imbalances on these kids. I believe a lot of stuff they're eating and stuff like that is contaminating their bodies. I believe this water is going to balance them out as well. And so, you know, for us, so many social problems we have in the African American community, we can resolve a lot of issues. Simple water. Simple. Just drinking some of this water. And, you know, I just tell everybody, you know, get this water. Get this water. It's important for your life, you know.
Okay, so we have heard about this water that we must have. Water is life. And, of course, the body is more than 57% of water. And important health issues can be solved with water, especially since we are learning that you can drink water and still be dehydrated. I can testify to that and found out from the doctor at one point I was, in fact, dehydrated and was wondering, well, how come? Only to find out there was really a case of what type of water you drink. Water, as this type of water has been explained, is intercellular. So we know that our body, we are a body of cells, and we are seeing here where this water is going to be beneficial to our well-being. So get your water. Of course, Dr. Robinson has the link as to how to get it. I myself haven't gotten it yet, but I would, of course, and I do invest in very, very good water, because I am, in fact, a water drinker. However, I was wondering that the addition of the lemon taste, is it a natural taste would have been not acceptable? Let me put this question out there.
Well, you know what? I don't know that. I will find that out, though. But everybody that's getting the water, and I understand of you are saying without the lemon flavor because you may want to cook with it or make coffee with it or whatever you want to do. But I will find that out, and I will get back with you, Sister Sadie. I will call Dr. Robinson and let him know the answer to that. But, you know, people just seem to like lemon, and it's natural lemon because lemon also detoxifies your body. But with the addition of amino acids, electrolytes, and minerals, it is absorbing into people's bodies, and boy, they're just having great success with their health. But I will find that out, sister.
Yeah, definitely, because why I was asking, I was just thinking in having to use the water. Like I myself, I do a lot of juices, and I like to have smoothies for myself as well. So I was just thinking, sometimes my smoothie would not include lemon. You know, it would be more on a protein, milk, nutty type of taste. So I was wondering, you know, if it would have been, if it is available in a clear taste, I know I would not want the one that has the sugar with it because I would not gravitate towards that one. But I was just asking that question openly as I thought about it, in making things, if it would change up the recipe for some of the drinks. That's just my question.
Okay. I will be more than happy to get back with
that,
you.
I don't believe, I don't know, Norman. I don't believe that the sweetener is sugar. I think it's another.
Yeah, it's not. It's not sugar. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, Sister Sadie, it's not sugar. It's something else natural. Because the lemon
okay.
in there is natural.
We can find out and express that as well, because in doing healthy, you know, we are staying away from the sugar and of course, all different type of sweeteners, because some sweeteners do have an aftertaste as well, so that is a concern with some drinks that does not include sugar, but they may include a sweetener that do carry an aftertaste. So that as well I would like for,
okay,
you know, for
you know what, Sister Sadie, I found out that everybody says it tastes great. I do know this, unlike other drinks that you can buy, this one is non-GMO, it's gluten-free, it's sodium-free, it's sugar-free, and it's all natural, healthy, nothing but pure health for the body.
Give thanks. So for the listening audience and the studio audience that are here on Sundays, you know what we do on this side of town, we keep it real, we keep it alive, we are being introduced to a product. I myself have not tried it, but Dr. Robinson is here vouching for it. As far as you know, two other people themselves have tried it. We have the gentleman that is discussing it right now with us. You're available. You can ask questions as to this product and how well it works. We know as far as it's concerned, a lot of doctor medicine is not helping us in any way. So we have to, what you will say, take the bull by his horn and see, once we go to the doctor, because doctors are still good, you go to the doctor, you find out what's wrong with you, but once you see the situation persists and nothing is shifting, you got to take a chance with an alternative way. Because I know of a friend who has high blood pressure for the last 15 years, and time is going by fast enough, and she still has the problem. So I'm thinking of her particularly as far as her health regimen, because she will be willing to try certain things like that. So I know of people who are willing to try other things once you know it's working, because our health is in fact suffering, and those pills the doctors is giving us, let's say for diabetes, for high blood pressure, for cholesterol, it is not working. And sooner or later, we get to realize all these years have passed and nothing has changed. So here we are being offered a product. As I said, I have not taken it myself. I would like to just to be able to vouch for it, because on this side of town, we like to kind of stand up for what we do believe in as far as. So we have people online in the studio letting us know of the benefit of this water, and for people who have already taken this product and tell us about it. So the mics are open to ask further questions. Anybody like to join our conversation about the water and the benefits of the water and how it can be delivered? We know that you need further information. Dr. Robinson's phone number is given out, that you could contact him as well, even if you want to get into the business of selling this water and to, you know, financial stability is often offered a way to get in and be part of it all to growing business. And we have those who are here can answer more questions than I have pertaining to the situation of water. So
I was trying to find the ingredients. I'm looking at the site. I was trying to find out what the ingredients on it.
I do know that potassium is one. Magnesium is another. They got some really good stuff in here. That way, you know, we've always
you have the bottle that showing the ingredients. You have that?
No, I don't. I got it in an email. Some of the things that was in the water, and what I can remember is magnesium, potassium.
I have something here. It says made with highly pure water, 99.99% pure and on electrolyte, calcium, magnesium, chloride, and calcium. Transport electrolytes into your cells. True hydration contains zero sodium or sugar, making it a great juice. Absorptivity of 200 for fast absorption and rapid intracellular hydration. It is as well within who recommend blah 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 blah. Okay, all right. So let me see.
And I can tell you that having an osmolality of 200 means that time you drink it, it goes into the cells immediately, and then your body can complete all the metabolic processes that it's been waiting on to complete all these years because you were not drinking the right type of water, and now you are. This is an absolutely phenomenal product that needs it. Once it gets out into the marketplace, it's going to explode as fast as any other product, except its domain is going to be worldwide. And plus, I don't know what the doctor's going to do much either, because this water, 99% of all diseases are a lack of hydration. And so once we get to sweeping across the planet, boy, it's going to be a hard time for the medical facilities, because ain't many people going to be there.
Well, we know it's going to be a hard time for the medical facilities coming shortly, because a lot of people, apart from the fact of this very good water that is being offered right now, a lot of people for real are opting out with doctor's medicine in many, many different areas. Because we have seen over the years, and this generation is not taking any shorts, and I'm loving this generation here of the 20-somethings and 30-somethings. I don't do the Gen Zs or the X, so I can hardly keep up with the Gen whatever. But this generation, they are seeing that the food that was placed upon the earth is, in fact, for our healing. So we are thanking you very much for the introduction of this water. But as we are talking about health, and healthy benefits of things that we must do, as well as keeping our body hydrated for a total healthy body. And of course, with a healthy body goes with a healthy mind, since we must keep balance along that way. So we have seen the introduction of healthy water, taking care of ourselves and our nutrition. But hereby, we also see where a proper diet and exercise is also important for total wellness being. So we must have the introduction of good food, good eating habits, so we cannot have that good water that we are going to purchase, and then we go to McDonald's and wash down two burgers with that very good water, as we would not be doing ourselves any justice at all. So what we need to know, having the introduction of a good product, like the water, which is fundamental, that we need water for our very survival, our being. We can survive a week or more without food, but we can barely go more than 2 days without water. Our body needs it like that. But however, we are thinking of a wellness, of a all-round total being, whereby you feel good, you look good, and also you're well in mind, body, and spirit. We talk these things to know it's comprehensive health with what we do. So you have your water, but bear in mind, your necessary changes have to fall in as well. Your diet has to also reflect that of wellness. So we know our diet as black people, and we speak for ourselves as we the black people of the world. This is what the Ethiopian World Federation is what we promote without apology, because we know we are made up and built differently. Our diet, basically, for black people, we head right into that diabetic kind of syndrome, that high blood pressure, that cholesterol, simply because our diet are not proper and wellness of health. We have that thing called the Soul Food Restaurant, Lord knows if you go in there, you can die for free and just by watching. I am telling you. So we have to really observe what we are doing as a black people. Our bodies do not require the amount of food that is placed in it, first of all. We see at those picnics where they have the family gathering, soon is going to be what we call what emancipation or whatever they call it. And I don't do the holiday things. It's going to come at the end of May somehow. And you're going to see the big barbecues. You're going to see the ribs. The where they're going to start off with the sausages and the burgers, and they're going to graduate to the whole fowls and turkeys. Yeah. And everything going to happen up there. So what are we doing if we does not really understand what it is to have a healthy, balanced diet? Choices we make will be detrimental to our health. We are making a good choice, and we are starting with water, which, as I said, the fundamentals, excellent, very good benefits. We cannot live without water. And as we know, we are a body of cells, and therefore we need to understand how we cell nutrition is important. Speaking of which, a very innocent fruit and quite common among us as we are sharing knowledge, that fruit kiwi, it's not too expensive. Mm-hmm. It sells for like $3 for $1 sometimes.
Right.
That fruit is excellent in cell repair as well. So sometimes what I do, even before, you know, having gotten that water, what we could do, we could infuse our good spring water or our alkaline-based water with slices of the kiwi fruit, and that mm-hmm. as well is good within hydration because we can drink water yep. and not be hydrated. So I'm just sharing that with us as well, since that might can be reachable while we are waiting to purchase and make our order for water. We are sharing an all-round wellness, health benefits, the benefits of eating well, drinking well, and of course, we are mind, body, and spirit. So we speak about spiritual health as well, and I would say jokingly, go outside and hug a tree. But I really mean what I say, because it's a time like this where we understand sometimes the mind don't feel right. It just don't feel right within the spirit. We have drank that good water, we have eaten that very good food, and still we are troubled and bothered. Because we have gotten to a time whereby we have to observe all aspects of our being. So at this time, I want to let you know we are going through a period, and I want to share with my studio audience who is here and they come for the knowledge. We are going to go through something which will be a little project for us that we are going to do all of this week, and it's going to be called grounding. Grounding is simply no big science. It's simply whereby long ago, when your parents can buy shoes, you would understand what grounding means, because you would have been going to school walking for 2 miles and you would have had enough dirt to understand how to connect with Mother Earth. But we are so fancy and sophisticated right now, we are buying sneakers for $5,000 and we don't even know how to put our foot on the ground, because who knows, the bottom of the feet has become so delicate because it does not know how to communicate with Mother Earth. But here we are speaking today, and on this Sunday, which is the one day before Passover, and of the good things we got to do for that 1 week when I don't see you all, the good teachings you all will need. So what we are going to do, we're going to have an exercise with grounding. We are going to find some piece of earth somewhere, your front yard, your backyard, and if you live in an apartment, try and come downstairs, go to the park, take a walk, take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. Mingle a little bit with Mother Earth for a minute. Black folks, we have lost out on the things that was good for us, that the things that was well, and that the things that was convenient. We are, in fact, a different people. Let us realize who we are. We don't need to make apologies for who we are. It is what it is. You know, we are a people of the earth, and we ought to understand at this point for the feelings we're going to have. We're going to be going through certain kind of depressive type of feelings, some kind of feelings. Our head is in the air. We are just blowing around like chaff. We have to know for our spiritual self, take your shoes off, go take a walk in the park barefoot, say a little prayer if you can, take some deep breaths. We are going to have this exercise of grounding ourselves, knowing we are doing our well-being. So we have our water, we are exercising ourselves, and now we are taking care of our spiritual well-being so that we can be wholesome individuals as we battle through this here Armageddon. For time has changed, the wind is blowing differently, and we have to as well change with the times. And be wise therefore, so that we could survive such a time when it comes. We have entered a different spiritual playing field, whereby for some of us, we would be seeing in and around us some stages of madness. It is increasing. It is really increasing, whereby to a point you're wondering the things you have never seen before. Speaking of which, in New York City, of which you know we reside in this total, what I should say, chaos and disaster when certain times of the day reaches. We see last week in the news a young man, and shame to say, was a black man, but young, 30-something, but cases of madness. He decided he would punch a 9-year-old girl in the face. I mean, a 9-year-old girl. I don't know what he looked at and he saw or what was going through his mind at the time, but he brought harm to this little child who was there in the subway area with her grandmother. So it was no safety for even if a child was with an adult, and much so, you see, this young man staring crazy. The good news is the police held him. They take him in to wherever they would take him into. We know he'll be out in 2 or 3 days. They don't house them for too long, but we have, again, to be careful. But understanding this conversation is to help you understand as well when we take care of the body and we are concerned with the nutrition of the body, the wellness of the body, and how good and it is that the body can feel stronger, the body can look younger, we can feel our digestive system changing. We have to also put into consideration the balance that goes with it. We are doing mind and we are doing body, and we are observing within this here time our very spiritual self, of which we must pay attention to for the very nurturing of our souls. So we see that it's a time whereby we address all aspects of being for that well-being, that yet we should survive for another day within this new time. We are observing, we are in the election year, so it's a kind of stressful time. Someone has their mic open. It's causing a little disturbance. Okay, that's right here. Let's hold this time. So for what's happening with us right now, as we approach the election year, it's going to be quite stressful along the way. It's going to be almost chaotic in terms of the choices we make as to who is going to be responsible for running or being head of such a very important nation as the United States of America. Such a time is going to play out where we see Trump is there waiting. He's gaining popularity as the days go by. He's there for a purpose. We have to observe. Biden is also there. And we know that Biden is a bit frail. What we don't know is how much he can handle, seeing that he has his pride and he's moving around like if it's all well and dandy. We don't know if we might hear news that Biden fall out or Pelosi fall out or somebody, but there's news would come. The Democratic Party would be well run by whoever they have structured to do so. As again, when the games get closer, we would see, we would know, and we'd observe. But what we would observe for ourselves as a people and even as individuals, we got to hold fast understanding ourselves in this here time. Knowing it's so disastrous, it's revelation time. Let us hold fast to that which is good, that which is righteous. For when the trumpet sounds and we have to answer, we have to answer for the things that we have done upon the earth, whether it was good or whether it was bad. There's no one else is going to answer for us when that time comes. So we gain wisdom as we go along. Even every time we put in the show, we have the speakers who would come and give us wisdom. Today we are happy to know we were learning about water and the uses of water, the benefits of drinking good water, seeing how much it involves ourselves. And we are indeed a body of cells for the biology class that we are giving today, and knowing such, you could suffer from many ailments and illnesses due to the fact that you have been dehydrated. I know for a fact because I was told, and I was so shocked because I'm thinking, look how much water I drink. But I was not drinking the water that was doing any good for myself. So for this lesson that we have learned and the deduction we have gotten to this new water, it's quite a blessing to know and understand that there's a product that is working. Some people who have taken the product have vouched for the product. And here we are with someone who has expertise on the product, can give us more information once we need to do so. We also know it's a product whereby you can involve in a, from the business aspect and be in business as well, in the business of selling water. So it's good to know. And of course, speaking of water, I never quite understood how good water tastes until I was introduced to good water by one very dear friend of mine who probably know herself. So your mics is open for this evening. We're going to introduce 646-363, Dr. Robinson Dewey, who is
yes,
person.
We have that. I believe that's the queen herself, Ola BC. Give her a nice hand and welcome her to the show.
Person is going to be blessed. I thank you. I'm just listening that we are overrated.
Hail to the queen.
This stupid guy, what's his name? I refuse to call his name, you know. I think we've given this man so much credence, and that is exactly what they did the last time, how he ended up being president. He ended up presiding over our great, so-called great nation. Because the more you talk about him, the more you give him life, the more you give him power, the more you infuse him with you know.
Well, the thing about it, Queen, we are watching how the polls go, and when popularity seems to be going and heading in one direction, we know it's come like the talk of the town. So this here person has a way of creating attention and gaining attention and gaining grounds. Certainly, we know his popularity might not be popular among some bodies of people, but look how he does it.
He got all those people who have had dormant genes, their dormant racist genes awakened in his last stint. You didn't see how many people were always talking about go back where you came from as if they don't know that they too came from somewhere. Like,
What I can see and I can learn from the occasion, I see a man who they try to put in court to take him away from campaigning, and the very thing that they try not to do is what he's doing. He's giving me opportunity. And I'm saying, my God, what have they done? Look at the circus they're creating.
A complete circus. The man walk all the quarters with a set of papers, and despite a gag order, the man started to talk. I say anybody else had done that would have been immediately shackled in handcuffs. Immediately.
We understand
these judges are ridiculous. They're talking about they don't want to. The judge that his daughter was attacked by him on social media. He actually called the guy's daughter's name. He put her address on social media. And the judge talking about he don't want to ask for protection for himself and his family because he don't want to feel like he's involving his person into the case, into the law itself. You know, but I'm saying stupid. Somebody go and walk in your house and kill your daughter, these crazy nuts around here. You don't want to protect your daughter, stupid? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I
think what they would probably do is just remove the daughter from the so-called address that was posted, you know?
They're gonna put heavy security over her, you know what I'm saying, that type of thing. But I'm just saying, Fani Willis, the district attorney in Georgia, she had to hide her kids, move to another place. She had to go to her office at night and dress up and put on jeans and a T-shirt and a jacket and a hat and sunglasses to walk outside so nobody know who she is. That's how many threats she's getting. I'm just saying it's ridiculous because I know if it was me, black me, I'd be under the jail, dead, gone. You understand me? It just has two laws, and it's ridiculous for these people. To the fact of the matter is the Constitution was not designed, the laws were not designed, y'all. If y'all don't know, that's why I said go to history and read. The laws of this country was not designed for no slaves, no former slaves. They did not indoctrinate us into society properly. They do not want us here. They want us out. And when a man tells you that your history don't mean a damn thing to him, and his history is the only history, he's telling you right then, y'all, all my so-called African-Americans, he's telling us to get the hell out of his country. That's what they're telling us. And that's why we're in the position we're in today, because all these stupid African-Americans who sit up in high places don't have sense enough to educate others and talk up when it's time to talk up. But I will talk up. Whether people hate me, love me, or whatever, I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is because I lived this. I lived it. I told a young man today, he was humming and humming. I said, let me tell you something. I'm the young man at 5 and 6 years old that the sign said no niggas in this restaurant. No niggas drink this water. No niggas walk down this street. No niggas go to school. I know the hatred. I know what this country is about. And if somebody don't tell it, we won't know. And we'll walk around pretending that there's something.
It never happened.
No, Maya Angelou said it so right. When a person show you who they are the first time, she said it doesn't matter.
Don't
if 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, they who they is. That's it. And this place is what it is. And we have to, as a people, we have to come together and tell our truth. And, you know, that's all we can do. And then from there, let God do the rest.
Am I being heard?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. I have a very important question. This nation was built on immigrants. And why is this house called White House and not the People's House? I have this question a long time. I want to get it out. Can anybody answer that? Why is the White House named the White House? And it's supposed to be the house of all of us, the people's house. The government is working for us, the people. They are the servants and we are the masters. So why is that house named the White House?
I think in the beginning, they never recognized us. When they brought the slaves over here, they said they were animals. They wasn't human beings. So they never recognized us.
Three-fifths of a human.
Right. So they never recognize
you advanced to 3/5.
Exactly. And so today they feel that they everything belongs to them. They own everything, and they've been telling their kids this for the last 3 years. And so obviously, their kids believe what mommy and daddy say. And so here we are today, and we are in a situation where people do not recognize the humanity in other people. You can kill everybody else, just like in Palestine, kill everybody else. When you touch us, now we got a problem. So Joe Biden, drugs is bad. Everybody got to go to jail for a little bit of drugs. Go to jail. Now his son is in a predicament. Now he wants to try to do whatever he's trying to do. This is the situation we're dealing with. They do not want us here. They do not recognize us. They don't want us to be above them, and we can't, and we are. We are a people who have incredible ability, and we are a potential amount of humanity, creativity, and development to the world. And they do not want us to understand who we are, and they do not want us to rise above them. There is no, as far as I'm concerned, the 74 years I've been in this country, I don't see nowhere for my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids to ever be considered equal to be part of this society. We have to get our freedom. We have to get our independence and separate. The Bible says separate ye from them and be ye different. That's the only thing I see. You know, I don't see, I would love to, you know, everybody would love Kumbaya, my Lord. Everybody would love to be together. Everybody would love to be humanity. I don't see it. And we got to deal with it.
Oh, you know, certainly you can't expect humanity among Neanderthals. They are not human. How could you expect humanity among people who not really human? Because their instinct to survive is different, and they will do whatever they think necessary to be able to survive. You see, the dog is answering me. Ruff, ruff, ruff. I hear you talking about me.
He said, "Hail to the queen."
He said, "Yes, I'm a Neanderthal."
He said, "Hail to the queen. I'm so happy to be around her. I heard her wonderful voice. And where's my dog, Biscuit?"
I want to know who let the dogs out. That's all I want to know. Yeah, but as we continue for the Sunday evening, Queen, surely it is a case where people who are not human cannot have that part of them, that empathy towards another humankind, seeing that their reactions will be quite different, for they have had a different experience when they were in the Caucasian mountain, the Caucasus Mountains. That's where they were with a piece of animal skin wrapped around them, and they knew nothing of manners, etiquette, or anything of the sort. So basically, animals that we're dealing with, they only have the foot and tie now, but the mind has not changed. And what we are having among us right now, and just to throw it out there, Mr. Trump, let us not be wary of his activities. His activities is just the activities of the other white man who cannot show it themselves. I'm very concerned with Trump, so we can see and know what's happening to him. The level of deceit is very great within the Democratic Party, because let us examine, what have they done for black people in such a long time? So the game is being played, and we as the black people have to wake up and see, unless we pull within ourselves and understand that this game does not...
We will know that the left wing and the right wing are on the same plane, going the same place.
Oh, yes. They're not the same table. There's no differences. It's we, the foolish sheeple, that they laugh at while they're tossing glasses. They think that Biden and Trump know so they don't have a discussion. Of course they do. We are not in that party. So let us not be fooled or bewildered when we see certain politics being put forward on the platform. It's election year. It's the politicking going on. Biden is standing up there. He is shaky. And Obama is running the country. And that's how it's going. Trump is going there because of the purpose of time that he has to go in there. America is going to have a civil war, whether we like it or not. So they're putting certain parties are putting certain people in place to reenact or act out certain situations that has all been structured and planned by the both parties that sat down together and had dinner last night. It's going to have a civil war because they need to have a civil war. They need to have chaos. They need to have confusion coming simply because they need to have the money is going to drop for them to introduce the new currency and the new world order whereby you have no money in your hand, it's not backed by nothing, and you're going through with your card or whatever, and you have no way. Simply because, slowly and surely, they're going to introduce the new world order whereby if you have no chip in your hand, you will not be able to trade or do businesses unless you're part of that satanic kingdom of which the fold is coming soon within the revelation time. We will see in our time, we will live long enough, I'm sure, the fall of the dollar. It is being created and orchestrated as we speak simply because they want to crash this dollar for an introduction of a new system. Yes, we should get out. Africa has enough room to hold all of us. There's, and they cannot keep us out of there. So we should look towards the motherland and be wise in what we are doing. Babylon is going to fall. Let us fall on them. They want it so much, let them have it. And if the black people, which are the Hebrew Israelites, the jewels of God, and as Putin told America once, he said America is only standing because they are holding gold jewels in their hand. And it is the truth. If the black people are all removed from America, what is going to happen? Your thoughts, studio audience?
Definitely, you are on the right track. Definitely, but preparation is the key, eh? If you know that. The storm coming, you board up your windows.
Oh, yes.
Preparation, definitely.
You see what's coming. You have to remember that you have to arm yourself with the necessary equipment.
This we know as we draw closer within the time, to understand and observe also that a war is coming to us, whether we like it or not. We are not in control. We would like to see that happening, but every day we draw closer to the facts and the possibilities of it in fact occurring within our time. We as the black people, we have no business in that war. Is not our war, as I will carefully say, but we have to look towards something else. We have to look towards unity, getting ourselves together as much as we possibly can. We cannot win everyone over. We cannot win everyone over. But for those of us who come together, let us see how best we can do so for our very survival. Great minds can think alike. We would not win all. We as black people of the world have to start thinking, what are we going to do when the going down really goes down? Because it's coming down. It's coming, and just to think about it, it's coming down. By this time next year, the story will be so different, so dark, so dismal, and of course the helicopters will be in the air. So don't tell me when you hear the song of the helicopters, you don't know what time it is. Sad but true.
The devil Titian is coming with their circus. Like the magician, it's the devil Titian. They're coming. Devil Titian. They are at play and they are doing their magic. and deceiving the careless ones, you know. But we are here to warn our people. Open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, because the devilticians are at work. Blessed Lord, yep. Each and every one. Yes.
Also, another thing we got to look forward to as well, when we talk about coming, you know, it has not hit us yet, but the locusts are coming, and they call it the cicadas. But in the Bible, we know them to be the locusts. And from what I understand, it's two different species are going to hit us same time. So it's going to be a big, big shebang. So get ready for that. It's not pleasant for drivers, as some drivers who are on the program would know. So let's see what's going to happen. We're having two different tribes of locusts, which is the cicadas, coming to us very soon. And we got to know how to deal with that. It's not a pleasant to be driving when they come down by the hundreds or by the thousands. They can blanket an area and totally give low visibility and panic to drivers. So we are seeing how the plagues are unfolding. It's coming slowly and surely, but for those of us who like to deal with the truth, we know it's judgment time. We cannot stop it. Our Father is not so happy with some of the things that mankind has done. We were warned, and of course, every so often within the earth, when such things have happened and such things have come to face the earth, there is a time of purging. So we will go through a time of purification, which is very necessary within time. It has happened before. If scripture be true, it will happen in the days of Noah. It happened in the days of Lot. So now we are here in this special time, knowing that we are in a time of purification. The purge is about to hit us, not in every pleasant way. We will be missing some people. There will be that elimination because we have just entered into that time. Here we are. So for my wonderful studio audience, I call you out. Would you like to join us? Anything else for the evening? What I can say, however, we are heading close to the top of the hour. What we are doing at Ethiopian World Federation, we are preparing ourselves for an election, which is coming very shortly in July, because that time is going to reach up upon us so quickly before we know it. So on this program, we also invite other locals of the Ethiopian World Federation to partake and to join in as well. And some of our colleagues are having another program because today they are celebrating or doing a remembrance of this day. I am not sure of the amount of time when Haile Selassie I, King of Ethiopia, visited Jamaica. I cannot remember the exact years. I think it was 66. No. Oh, maybe 60 years or 62 years. I can't exactly
1966,
remember.
1966, you're right, 1966.
Well, here we have to correct me. Thank you so very much. In 1966, it was on this date that the king visited Jamaica and talked about the love he had for that people. So if you want to weigh in that conversation, second vice, you can fill us in a few minutes.
Well, yes, I was almost 7 years old when he came to Jamaica, and I recognize him, and I know I had to see him, but the crowd was so big for me. It was like, I don't even know what to say. I have the biggest crowd I ever seen in my life, you know. I would be crushed if I tried to go nearer, but it was pandemonium and jubilation to see our God, our King, you know. You know, that's how we recognize him, as our God and our King, the Rastafari of Jamaica, and it was such a glorious day. 1966, I remember. I was about approaching 7 years old at that time. I was living in Spanish Town, and he was on the train, and I saw him waving, you know, through the window. But I wanted to get nearer. I could not get nearer at all, you know. But it was 1966. You're correct. Okay? Bless.
Bless. Well, we thank you for sharing it. Not for us. So I know Local 12, which is another local for the Ethiopian World Federation. Today they're doing... Yeah, something on Zoom, of which I was invited. I don't know how every time I get invited on Zoom to these things, I'm doing something else. I have to just send you my apologies because we are doing the show now, and they're doing a show. It started at 6 o'clock as well, you know, to hold this memory, which we know Ethiopia, the land of our fathers, a land that has never been colonized. We are looking towards heading to the east, I'm telling you, for the wise men that run to the east. For we know this side of town, it will be in trouble at some point. We are still here. We're happy for the money we make, the things we do, the life we afford to live, the things we can do. But there's life other places. There's freedom other places for those who would want to make that change. We are slowly gathering. It's premature to speak of what we are heading after into certain lands in the continent, but we'll be blessed, as we say, prayerful that we would get our president to make that fraud and put things into perspective. We are into plan B, we have plan C and D, and we would hold strong to know that we is looking towards that land within us a sureness as to where we are going in the future. I can hardly wait for my foot to touch down there, and I know for a few of us as well to know that there is a place to go, a place to be, as we make such a preparation. But we are still here in this land as we watch what is happening. We cannot stop what is happening in this here land. We know things are playing out in a certain fashion, in a certain way. When we watch how the wars are going, just this morning I saw the news that Zelensky from that Russian Ukraine kind of controversy, $92 billion. It's a billion. And it seems like every month he gets a paycheck to help him through what he's doing. So we see where the interest lies. Yet black people on the streets, there's no houses, no homes, schools, problems, food. You know, the very people who the Democrats would say, oh, we are Democrats, we are putting our hand in the ink for them. But yet you see the suffering of some of the black and brown people, and you're seeing money heading out of the country to supply the needs of other people, and you're wondering, how do you vote? How do you do this? How do you do that? But let us hold fast to the things that are right, the things that are true, and let us understand there's one who sees and knows all. We are having a difficult time, but yet an interesting time, because many truths are coming out. And the truth is what we truly enjoy, especially when we come together to stop on Sunday evenings. We know we pull it from under the rug, we examine it, and as I cheerfully say, we sometimes put it back. But we are here for the truth. And as we are here, we are the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, Woman Auxiliary. We are here to give the truth, to bring up Ethiopia, and to let black people know that they do in fact have an umbrella by which they can come under. As we continue to share the good word and be ambassadors for this cause for Ethiopia, the land of our fathers. We also want to thank our many guests who came on. My dear friend, Ms. Rebecca Theodore, Queen Olabisi, My Ride or Die. We thank the second vice, Dr. Ron Robinson. You know, I always happy to have you. We did not see our president today, but of course he's not here with us in flesh. He would be in spirit. As we move closer to the top of the hour, you know, we meet again on Sundays at 7 p.m. This is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation saying to you, good night.
Good night,
Sadie. Yes. Good night. We have to leave Babylon.